just want to talk to yourself. Say, self, favor is coming my way. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Now those, listen, principles that we shared in 6 and 7 sets us up for the promises from giving that we're experiencing here in verse 8. But look at what it says. It doesn't just say that favor is going to abound toward you, but it says that ye always, look at this, always.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do 3 things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at the same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
And that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your apostle of prayer, James Broadnax. And I am excited about what God is doing through this miracle-working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord Jesus is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. You know, I believe the Bible and the Word of God says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things. How many things? All things. That thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That is the word of God. Now listen to me very carefully. You must take your faith and get up and go after the promises of God. You know, when they was there in Egypt for all of those years, and how God raised up a Moses in Egypt, and then brought him out of Egypt, and then sent him back into Egypt with a word of blessings and a word of deliverance in his mouth for the people. And Moses went back into Egypt, and he told the people of God, God said, he's getting ready to bring y'all out of this predicament. God said that he's going to bring y'all into a land that is flowing with milk and honey. You know, that was a word of blessings. That was a word of prosperity. That was a word of success that was in Moses' mouth. And I want you to know that God set the blessing before them, just like he have set these blessings and these promises before us. But now they just couldn't sit there with their arms folded, you know, and their legs crossed. No, they had to get up and go after what God had promised them. And you see, that's what you got to do. You got to get up and go after what God done promised you. Right now, you may be sick in your body. Yes, it may be diabetes. It may be high blood pressure. It may be something going on with your lungs, something with your kidney. But let me tell you something here. There is a promise in the Word of God for every child of God. And God said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. So in other words, God said, hey, I got healing for you. I got deliverance for you. But you got to get up. And you got to go after that God promised. Now, check this out. In Psalms 107 and verse 20, God said he sent his word and he healed us and delivered us from all of our destruction. And you know, kidney failure, that's a destructed spirit. Heart disease, lung disease, that's a destructed spirit. Diabetes, that's a destructed spirit. But God said, now I have sent my word to deliver you from all of this that's been working against you. Listen to me, child of God. I know one thing. I can help you through prayer, through faith, and through prophecy. You know, I don't know how to do a whole lot of things, but one thing I know how to do, I know how to pray. I know how to seek the face of God. I know how to pray that prayer of faith and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. That's why I want you to get ready to meet us. Come and worship with us. Come check this church out right here, the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana, a church that is perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. Hallelujah, praise God. I really believe that this coming Sunday is going to be a miracle working Sunday. You know, Jesus, he told us, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Well, we're going to be here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. We're going to be here lifting up the name of Jesus. We're going to be here praising God in spirit and in truth. And we know that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. I believe that if you would meet us here with your Bible, your pen, and your notepad on this coming Sunday, you are going to meet a miracle. Yes, we're going to be here teaching that word of God, perfecting the saints, and edifying the body of Christ. This is really going to be a move of God. Now, don't forget to meet us every week here in the prayer chamber, church by phone, every Tuesday, every Thursday, and every Saturday. We are here in this prayer chamber praying for God's people. People are calling in from all around the world. Yes, they are calling. James Broughton asks, why are they calling? Because they are getting blessed. They are getting healed. They are getting delivered. People are being filled with the Holy Ghost right in our prayer chamber. And I want you to make sure that you don't let nothing stop you from meeting us every Tuesday, every Thursday, and every Saturday. The time is 7:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. All you got to do is just dial in. And when you dial in, if you really need prayer, or if you're at a crossroad in life and you need a word from the Lord, you're going to press *5 on your telephone keypad. Don't you dare listen to the lies of the devil. You don't have to pay for prayer. You don't have to pay anything for us to come in agreement with you for the miracle that you need in your life. Jesus told us in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12, he said, the works that I do, greater works than these should you do, should the preacher do, should James Broadnax do, because I go to my Father. And we believe that God is absolutely going to do the greater on this coming Sunday morning. Now, If you're sitting there in a place you've never been, I want you to call me. I want you to call me, and we're going to pray and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. I'm by the telephone for the next 45 minutes. All you got to do is pick up your telephone and call me right now, and let's pray about it. You see, the Bible said, whoever two agree on earth as touching anything that we ask the Father in Jesus' name, that it shall be done. And I believe that with all my heart, with all of my soul, and with all of my mind. The word of God says in Matthew 7:7, he said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you should find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Everyone that asks, they receive. Everyone that went seeking, let me tell you, they found. Everyone that knocked, the door, it was open. I want you to pick up that telephone, and I want you to call me right now. The number is 318-466-2001. 318-466-2001. Every prayer request, it is personal and it is confidential. All you got to do is pick up that phone. Yes, we are going to believe with you for the miracle that you need in your life. When you dial me, you're going to experience the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Again, that number to dial, 318-466-2001. 318-466-2001. Now listen to me very carefully. I can only take one call at a time. I can only pray and minister and prophesy to one person at a time. So please be patient. Just keep calling, keep dialing. I'm going to pick up that telephone, and God is going to answer your prayer. That's somebody there in Simsport. You need a miracle, Cottonport. You need a miracle. Somebody right there listening to me in Evergreen, and your back is against the wall. You need a miracle. And I know that God is a miracle-working God. And I believe as we pray together today, God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. You see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I think about that little lady in Memphis, Tennessee, Evangelist Davis, and I was preaching this word of faith like I preach every Sunday morning here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. That service time is 10:30 a.m. And I was preaching that word of faith, and Missionary Davis, she got a hold to that word of faith. And when she got a hold of that word of faith, every Sunday she would get up and say, I thank God for my three-bedroom brick house with the fenced-in yard. That's what she wanted. She was living in an old raggedy house, but she was believing God for a brand-new brick home built from the ground. And she got up every Sunday and began to thank God in advance. And she began to think and praise God like she had already received the house. You see, that was that Mark chapter 11, verse 24, in action. When he said, therefore, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you should have them. Oh, she had that in action. And then after about three Sundays, one of the mothers of the church and two other ladies after church, they said, we need to see you, apostle. I said, okay, come on in. And when they came in, they said, it's not us. I said, well, who is it? He said, that missionary Davis. We thought she was crazy and something was wrong with her, but now we know something wrong with her. I said, what's wrong with her? And they said, well, she up in the church telling lies every Sunday morning. I said, what's she lying about? Well, she up talking about she have a three-bedroom brick house with a fenced-in yard, and we went by there, and she's still living in the same old raggedy house. You need to set the woman down. She up lying every Sunday morning. But Missionary Davis, she had got a hold to faith. She got a hold to that faith, and she was speaking it into existence. And then after I didn't respond, they looked at me and left like, well, if it ain't nothing wrong, if you think ain't nothing wrong with Missionary Davis broadening access, this must be something wrong with you going along with this. But I want you to know about 9 months went by. She never stopped. She kept holding.